The Supreme Court on January 25, 2023, asked a Ghaziabad special judge in Uttar Pradesh to adjourn the summons proceedings scheduled against journalist Rana Ayub in a money laundering case. Senior advocate Vrinda Grover appeared for the journalist, who is the petitioner in this case. The Ghaziabad court was supposed to hear the case on January 27. Ayub had approached the Supreme Court against the summons issued to her, when the matter came up before a bench of Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justice P.S. Narasimha the previous week. The Supreme Court stated that its appeal to defer the hearing in Ghaziabad did not concern itself with the merits of the matter and was only a measure taken due to paucity of time. A bench of Justices Krishna Murari and V. Ramasubramanian posted the matter for a thorough hearing on January 31. In her writ petition, Ayub has sought quashing of the proceedings initiated by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, in Ghaziabad citing absence of jurisdiction as the alleged offence of money laundering happened in Mumbai. On November 29, 2022, the Special Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, court in Ghaziabad had taken cognizance of the prosecution complaint filed by the ED and summoned Ayub. The ED charge sheet was filed under Section 45 read with Section 44 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002. The special court judge had said that there was sufficient evidence as to a prima facie case for taking cognizance against Ms. Ayub pertaining to commission of offence. The court clarified that her alleged crime was taking money illegally from the general public under the garb of charity through Keto, an online crowdfunding platform. This occurred in three campaigns without any approval, raising a substantial amount in the bank account of her sister and father, and transferring it into her own bank account which was not used for the envisioned purpose, to help those impacted by COVID-19, slum dwellers and farmers, relief work for Assam, Bihar and Maharashtra. On October 12, 2022, the ED had filed a charge sheet against Ayub, accusing her of deceiving the public and using the sum of 2.69 crore rupees she received in charity for generating personal assets, and also breaching the foreign contribution law. Rana Ayub launched three fundraiser charity campaigns on the Keto platform, starting from April 2020 and collected funds totaling 26,944,680 rupees, the ED mentioned in its statement. The ED had also claimed that, in order to claim more expenses towards relief work, fake bills were submitted by Ayub and subsequently, bank balances in the accounts of Ayub amounting to 17,727,704 rupees, including FD of 50 lakh rupees, were attached under the PMLA with a provisional attachment order dated February 4, 2022. It also claimed that Ayub received foreign contributions without registration under Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, FCRA, 1976. Rana Ayub denied these allegations and said that the charge sheet was yet another example of the abuse of PMLA law and misuse of law enforcement agencies to silence her, a voice that questions and critiques the ruling regime. On the allegation of using her father's and sister's bank accounts, Ms. Ayub had stated, "My personal bank account could not be used at that time as Keto required the physical copy of my PAN card to be furnished immediately, which at that time was unavailable." Regarding the allegations under the FCRA, Ayub clarified that she never received money from foreign donors. However, Keto did, and she had asked Keto to return the money to foreign donors, using only donations received from within India for the relief efforts. Senior counsel Vrinda Grover argued that the suspected proceeds of the offence are at a bank account located in Navi Mumbai and no fragment of the incident occurred in Uttar Pradesh. She highlighted out that Ayub was never arrested when the investigation was being carried out and entirely cooperated with it. Solicitor General of India Tushar Mehta, appearing for the ED, responded stating that Ms. Ayub could seek regular remedies, as every citizen is equal in eyes of law. Hence, she could file for an anticipatory bail application. Justice Murari said that the matter will be put up on January 30th. Also, rather than passing interim orders, the Supreme Court will request the Ghaziabad Special Court to postpone the hearing.